Imagine moving to a country famous for its freedom and independence, only to discover that people there seem more constrained and dependent than in your socialist homeland. This was Finnish journalist Anu Partanen's jarring experience after relocating to America for love. While Americans proudly celebrated their liberty, she observed them trapped in webs of dependency. Parents micromanaging their children's lives, adults struggling to care for elderly parents, and workers clinging to jobs they hated because they couldn't afford to lose health insurance. The irony was striking. In Finland, Partanen had enjoyed genuine independence, changing jobs without fear, managing her own affairs from childhood, and forming relationships based on love rather than financial necessity. This paradox reveals the book's central insight. True freedom requires social support systems that liberate people from traditional dependencies on family, employers, and luck. The Nordic approach isn't about creating government dependency, but using government to foster genuine independence and self-sufficiency. What if everything we thought about freedom was backward? What if the path to greater individual liberty runs through stronger social systems rather than weaker ones? This counterintuitive idea challenges both conservative and progressive assumptions about the relationship between government and freedom. Nordic societies are built on the belief that genuine love and friendship require independence and equality. This Nordic theory of love shapes their social relationships and government systems. Pippi Longstocking, the iconic Swedish children's character living independently with her monkey and horse, embodies this value. Her self-sufficiency makes her friendships authentic, freely chosen rather than driven by necessity. This philosophy extends to Nordic elder care. Elderly Swedes typically prefer state support over family dependence to preserve relationship quality. As one Swedish grandmother explained, "I love my daughter too much to be her burden." While Americans fear government dependency, Nordic citizens fear personal dependency on family, spouses, employers, or charity. Their social systems aim to liberate people from individual dependencies that could enable exploitation or control. The result? Societies with high social trust, strong economies, and world-leading ratings in personal autonomy and life satisfaction. When Finnish Hanna became pregnant, she entered a comprehensive support system with health monitoring, parenting guidance, generous leave, quality childcare, and Finland's famous baby box starter kit. Contrast this with American Jennifer, navigating complex healthcare, negotiating work accommodations, and returning just 6 weeks after a C-section. Many American women pay thousands for childbirth, with only half of workers qualifying for unpaid leave. While America sees increasing boomerang kids, young adults unable to leave home due to economic pressures, Nordic young adults typically leave at 18. This independence comes from practical supports: free university education, student stipends, and unemployment benefits easing the transition to adulthood. Nordic parental leave policies transform family dynamics through daddy-only leave that families forfeit if fathers don't use it. Iceland's 3+3+3 model divides 9 months between mother-only, father-only, and shared time, making fathers common sites with children in workplaces and playgrounds. If you want the American dream, go to Finland. This statement highlights Finland's transformation from a problematic education system into one of the world's highest achieving. When Partanen's American relatives searched for schools, they researched countless options and costs before choosing a private school with financial aid. In contrast, her Finnish friend simply accepted her municipality's assigned public school, confident both nearby options were excellent. This difference reflects Finland's approach, which prioritizes equity over excellence. In the 1970s, Finland created one comprehensive system, constitutionally committing to free, high-quality education for all. While American reformers focus on accountability, testing, and school choice, Finland ensures equal opportunities regardless of family wealth, treating education as a right rather than a consumer product. Despite starting formal education at age 7, Finnish students consistently outperform Americans internationally. Finland balances childhood freedom with academic rigor. Daycare centers emphasize play over early academics, yet standards become high once formal schooling begins, with exchange students reporting harder math, more expansive exams, and stricter grading. The contrast between American dependency and Nordic independence is stark in healthcare. When Partanen couldn't find work with benefits in America, she pressured her spouse for coverage, contradicting the Nordic theory of love where healthy relationships require genuine independence. In Finland, Partanen accessed affordable healthcare through multiple sources: school nurses, public clinics, hospitals, and occasional private doctors. Public care typically costs $20 per visit, with annual caps around $750 regardless of treatment complexity. Meanwhile, Americans face thousands in costs for childbirth, dental work, and emergency care, even with insurance. Many Americans fear death panels in public health care, but Nordic health care decisions actually rest with doctors and patients, not government committees. While both systems have limitations, the Nordic approach remains transparent and citizen accountable. The American system creates unhealthy dependencies on employers and family members. While Americans often normalize family healthcare sacrifices, this breeds relationship-corroding resentment. The Nordic approach creates systems allowing people to give love freely without financial calculations. Many Americans mistakenly believe Nordic countries have big government with crushing taxes. In reality, OECD data shows the U.S. spends roughly the same as Sweden relative to GDP for social services, while Finland, Denmark, and Norway spend less for better outcomes. The notion that Nordic citizens pay 70% in taxes is false. Denmark's average tax rate is 38.4%. Finland's 30.7%, and Sweden's 24.4%, actually lower than America's 24.8%. The difference is fairness. Nordic countries expect proportionate contributions from the wealthy, while America's tax code increasingly favors them. Despite predictions of bankruptcy, Nordic economies have maintained lower government debt than the U.S. and typically run budget surpluses, while America runs deficits. The Nordic model incentivizes work by tying many benefits to income. These countries weren't naturally wealthy when building their welfare systems. They created prosperity through smart government that efficiently pools risks rather than requiring individuals to save for every potential misfortune. On a rainy Helsinki morning, Partanen visited Supercell's vibrant headquarters, a gaming company that had sold a 51% stake for $1.5 billion. With orange walls and a 5 p.m. departure policy, Supercell challenges the myth that Nordic welfare states stifle innovation. The company thrives through autonomous teams with complete control over game development, stock options for all employees, and a corporate version of the Nordic theory of love. This approach permeates Nordic business culture, where companies evaluate employees on outcomes rather than office presence. America calls itself the land of opportunity, yet upward mobility has declined while increasing in Northern Europe. Studies show 40% of American men born into the lowest income bracket remain there, versus just 25% in Nordic countries, prompting British labor leader Ed Miliband to observe, "If you want the American dream, go to Finland." When are you truly free? As a rugged individualist, or when you can pursue dreams regardless of your parents' wealth? While America offers innovation, Nordic countries have created societies providing both security and autonomy, achievements any country could adopt by reimagining true freedom.